Equifax, the company that keeps track of your credit score and also, ironically, alerts people when their credit or Social Security data has been stolen, has settled with the government for their own 2017 data breach that exposed the private information of nearly 150 million people. The company will pay up to $700 million to cover lawsuits and reimburse people. That included Social Security numbers, birthdays, addresses, credit card numbers that were compromised. And even though the company is in the job of alerting people about identity theft, it didn't disclose its own data breach for 3 months after it discovered the hack. So the fine is the largest any company has been forced to pay for a data breach. Let's take a closer look with Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
We remember how shocking this was at the time, and your pups weighing in.
Yeah, you know, they
when they
hate
do
this
that.
Kind of
they
stuff.
Were, they were outraged when this was reported. But so how big a deal is this settlement?
You know, I mean, $700 million, as you said, it could get to that number. There are some metrics by which it could get there. It would be the biggest on record for a data hack. But, you know, spoke to some consumer advocates earlier this morning, and they, as you might imagine, don't think that the regulators went far enough. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting to take this approach, which is that $700 million is basically less than a typical quarter of sales for Equifax. So, well, you know, maybe that's something to keep in mind.
Well, I was also thinking 150 million people were, you know, had their data compromised. We understand around 300 million might be going to those people. That's like $2. I mean, that's not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's the other thing, which is like, well, what am I really going to get? That said, I mean, it could get to $425 million for consumers. And what you may get is one of three things. You might get free credit monitoring for 4 years or $125 in cash. You might get a bigger cash payment. Now, this is interesting to me. Time spent that was remedying the fraud or the identity theft or any other misuse of your information, you could maybe find some out-of-pocket costs from the data breach, up to 25% of the cost of Equifax or any other identity monitoring products, and that could actually total up to $20,000. So, but you got to have the proof, right?
Yeah, right, and how? I mean, would you already know if you're one of these people?
Not necessarily. I mean, you would know if it was a ton of money, but, you know, this is not yet actually been put in place because it has to be reviewed by a federal court. Now, once it gets reviewed, then there's going to be a process. And what part of that process is going to be, you have to see whether you are impacted. You're part of the class, and you would have to have the proof by which you could say, hey, look, I have these receipts, or here's the time I spent. And I think that's going to be where the rubber meets the road, because it's going to be hard to prove that.
Yeah. Look, the chairman of the Federal Trade Commission said in a statement today that Equifax failed to take the basic steps that would have prevented the breach. But these data breaches are almost routine. The Marriott hotel chain had one last November. Roughly 500 million guests compromised. Just briefly, we only got 30 seconds. What's one thing you can do to try not to be a part of a breach?
Well, I think the very best thing you can do, I mean, you're going to be part of a breach, but when it comes to your credit, is to put a credit freeze on your account that generally stops all access to your credit report, including by you. So if you need to access credit, maybe a mortgage or a car loan, you'd have to unfreeze your records, then freeze it back again. That is how you clamp down on someone misusing your information.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you, as always.
Take care.